God, listen to this. Some would say I'm 11 minutes late. It's 5:30. It's either yesterday or the day before the podcast was at 5:19. So here's why I'm outside right now. I'm outside right now because right now is when I'm done making the coffee, and right now happens to be when the bird sound has been the best this morning. In other words, right now is the perfect time to do what I've imagined already having had done. You notice I don't pick the time. I do know it's one of the first things I do, even before I send the email out now, because of how early the birds sing. So this week, most of the episodes have been on doing violence to your desires. Inspired by that lecture, One Greater Than John, it's also shown up in the shows this week. I'll have to start saying the show numbers. I think it's 680-something. Getting close to 690, I believe, this week. God, almost 700 shows. I remember when I imagined doing our 1,000th show. And considering we've got 500 to 1,000 or more views a day on these, thank you guys for being there. By these, I mean the feelitrealfun.com shows. And I know, if you go there, you're going to say, oh my God, he's only got like 8 or 80 or 100 on this one. Now, we get like 1,000 on Facebook, and then we cross-post them onto YouTube. Just for fun. So meanwhile, here's the thing, guys. How are you doing violence to your desires? That's what I started this week with. And I've got some response. I almost never get much response when I ask negative questions. The ones that I do, I love and I cherish, because here's one of the things that got revealed this week. Some people are getting that they do violence to their desires by giving up. They never discover who and what they are or how this works by giving up. Or they add something in, like a vision board. I need alternative techniques. I read that phrase this morning. No, you don't. You didn't need an alternative technique to post a post or read a comment or to imagine this isn't working for you. People do violence to their desires by looking for signs. Think about it. You have a desire, you move into an assumption. Yep. It feels natural now. Done and dusted, already a part of my life. It's not happening. I don't see it with my eyes. I don't hear it with my ears. God, the furthest I can see, well, I can see the sky. It's pretty far. But functionally, I can't see very far. I can probably see better than most people, and I'll admit it, I see almost nothing. I hear almost nothing, right? How would I possibly hear or see somebody selling a BMW that I would buy? Somebody buying a BMW that I would buy and posting it for sale online? All within the week which I bought it. I imagine something, car gets transferred, car gets put up for sale, car, you know, guy says, nobody ever responds to the ads this fast. I do. Everything responds to me fast. People do violence to their desires by insisting that it be slow. And you know what I notice almost? Everyone who complains about it being slow is insisting that this stuff is slow. They have to add something in to speed it up. You get it? All right, crass commercial. I love that my one buddy hates when I say that. And I love you, pal. ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. If you feel like sending me a question, please don't. Unless you've done the free, easy ManifestingMethods.com lessons. And if you stop getting them or they got lost in your email, let me know. I'll send them to you. No big deal. But I want you to nail this, guys. And I want you to stick with it. Because the whole idea of, like, I mean, like, I've been doing this and it ain't working. I guarantee you haven't been doing it for long or doing it right. Or that you're moving from desire to assumption to doubt. You see, you can feed a desire or you can feed its assumption. But once you feed its assumption, stay there. Even though I got my citizenship way ahead of schedule, that would have been 2016, I was here pretty much since 2012, 4 years. And it should have taken longer than that. By the time I got it, I would have been almost eligible to apply, given the old rules. Maybe. So I want you to get something, guys. You're doing violence to your desires and you don't realize it. It's time to give them a cuddle. It's time for you to dive deeper. Instead of searching for something different to do, dive deeper into what we do. ManifestingMasteryCourse.com is one way. Manifesting to the Max. I think that was one of my favorite courses ever to put up. I hardly promote it, but go there and check it out. If you've done Manifesting Mastery and you want to peek into under me, ManifestingToTheMax.com. Go there, do that. Join us on some live calls if we ever start those up again. I love those. Just haven't felt like doing them. Too busy with some other secret stuff. Alrighty. You heard the crass commercials. You heard how you're doing violence to your desires. Dive deeper. Love you. See ya. FreeNeville.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.